This is Brian Hill, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been celebrating Charles Schulz. His birthday would have been this past Monday. And he's the creator of Peanuts, which has been a huge influence on not just American culture, but art and everything for the past, gosh, almost 100 years. He was born in 1922, first started in the 40s, so what would it be, like 70-ish, 75, 80 years? And yeah, it's been a whole lot of fun. We looked at the strange amount of Snoopy-related video games. We looked at all the amazing TV specials that they've done. Since we talked about that, I've watched the Christmas one like twice. My kids like it, so hey, I'm on board as well. We looked at the history of the comics from Little Folks to Peanuts. And even the history of the man himself, you know, being born and raised in Minneapolis and living in California and all his contributions to hockey and ice skating and everything. And somebody asked me, you know, what has his influence on my life been? How did I perceive him? And I've been weighing that a lot. You know, on Thursday's show, I talked a little bit about Walt Disney, Stan Lee, Jim Henson, guys like that. And when I think about artists of the 20th century, you know, those are the guys that come to mind. And, I mean, rightfully so. You know, Walt Disney, pioneer of animation. I mean, even though the Fleischers were more advanced, he was more commercial, and hey, that works too. Stan Lee co-created so many of the heroes that I know and love and helped, you know, push comics back into the mainstream. And Jim Henson made puppets cool. And through this creation of, whether it be Sesame Street or The Muppets or films like Labyrinth. he's, you know, done so many amazing things. And it got me thinking, you know, why doesn't Charles Schulz, why doesn't his name pop up like that? And I honestly, I don't know. You know, I remember growing up reading the, because we got the paper. You know, I'm old enough that when I was young, we still got the paper. To this day, my aunt gets the Sunday paper. I don't think she gets the daily paper. But I remember, you know, on Sundays, the paper would come in, and I would, that was the first thing I went for, were the Sunday comics. And as I mentioned the other day, right there at the top, the very first comic you read was Peanuts. Front page, it was Peanuts, Family Circle, Family Circus, whatever it was, and Beetle Bailey at the bottom. But Peanuts, you know, I always read it, and I always enjoyed it. But I never really thought much about who created it and the story behind it. You know, I would follow writers and artists in comic books and, you know, Fabian Nicasia wrote this. Okay, I'm going to follow that. Jim Lee drew that. Okay, that's cool. I need to check more of that out. But for some reason, comic strips, I read them but didn't appreciate them. And now that I'm older and I look at the schedule alone, you know, daily comic strips is insane. Having to come up with a story and a joke in just a few panels every single day. And the fact that Schulz wrote, drew, colored, inked, lettered everything his own work is incredibly impressive. You rarely see that in any other form, you know. You, most art, somebody comes in and helps. And that's, I think that speaks to his character and work ethic and just everything he did. And as I've gotten older, I've gained a whole new respect for the man. And I do put him up there with those other icons of the 20th century when it comes to entertainment. You know, he is somebody that I think is glazed over because he was never a big showman or anything. They estimated that during his lifetime, he earned over $1 billion on the Peanuts property. But as we looked at on Thursday's show, you know, he donated to charities. He ran an ice skating rink. He did all these other things. And he wasn't the showman that Walt Disney or Stan Lee was. He wasn't the outspoken hippie, I mean, for lack of a better term, that Jim Henson was. You know, he was a pretty quiet guy and kept to himself. I mean, he was in the public eye, but he wasn't all at the same time. And that, too, in and of itself is impressive, that you're able to create something like that and not be noticed. Dr. Seuss, Theodore Geisel, is another name that is up there in that upper echelon of amazing entertainers. Chuck Jones, people like that. And Charles Schulz, just, I don't know, like, he is an unsung hero of entertainment. And if you read interviews and learn and study about other comic strip creators, whether it be people like Gary Larson of the Far Side or the people who do any of them, they credit almost every single one of them, credit Charles Schulz as an influence, as a pioneer of the art form, and rightfully so. You know, he has made strides, and even on the monetary side, you know, he knew what deals to take, what deals not to take, how to work reprints, how to handle TV specials, how to handle floats and parades, and, you know, everything that it was. He managed to have complete control over it and make it his vision from day one and to not compromise that. You know, we talked a little bit about him tackling issues of racial inequality, of gender inequality, and all of that in his strips. And that was a voice that he always had, a voice that he always made sure that was heard. So he's just awesome, you know. Like I said, I always enjoyed Peanuts. As I grew older, I grew a larger respect for the man. And this week, you know, really just digging down and researching and learning about him, it has been incredibly impressive. And I am thankful that we had a world with Charles Schulz. You know, he had a few blemishes on his record, but overall, really a great guy and tried to make the world a better place and raise awareness and help people and do the right thing. And I commend him for that. And so when asked where he fits in my fandom, it's ever growing, I guess, is the best way to describe it. I can't nail down a particular spot or say, oh, you know, I put him on this level, or he takes up this percentage of this obsession. No, it's ever growing. The more I learn about him, the more I read his works, and I would love to go back and read Little Folks. I know they've reprinted them all in trade paperback and in books. Nice little hardbound, you know, complete Peanuts volumes that I would love to get my hands on now and go through and check out and read. And I plan to, you know, I really hope to be able to do that. And I encourage everyone else out there to, well, even if it's not with Charles Schulz, you know, somebody who you enjoy, but you don't know why, or you don't know a whole lot about, go and research them, find out, read their original works. Or if it's an artists, you know, check out their early sketches, their early drawings, whatever it may be, and you may be pleasantly surprised, and you may not only learn more about this person, you may come to idolize them more, you may learn a little bit more about yourself and what you like. And that's what I did this week. And so I've said it many times this week. But again, thank you, Charles. Thank you for all your contributions to this world and all the amazing art and stories that you have brought. I, for one, am incredibly thankful. And yeah, on that note, we're going to wrap it up for this week. Make sure you check us out on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. We're out there. Just look for The Night Nerd. You can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. But otherwise, that's going to do it for me. Again, I am Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.